Hi, I'm Özge Makri, a business owner, writer, and passionate runner. You know, I started as a science graduate with a chemistry degree, and sales was really not on my radar at all. Fast forward, and here I am with over 20 years in corporate sales leadership, winning many awards along the way, and dedicating myself to empowering women in sales to develop the mindset needed for confident closers. In this podcast, we're going to explore the skills and strategies essential for achieving success in sales. I'll share my journey from those lab days to leading teams, and I'm excited to highlight the incredible transformations I've seen in women who've turned into extraordinary sales performers, some of whom even started their own businesses, which makes me so proud. We'll tackle self-doubt, build resilience, and uncover how to create genuine connections that elevate your influence, just like running teaches us discipline and perseverance. We'll discover how those qualities can propel your sales success. Welcome to Her Sales Maestro. Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to Her Sales Maestro. I'm Özge Makri, and today I want to talk about a topic that resonates deeply with many women: confidence. Now, this question comes up constantly in conversations. How do I become confident, or how do I become more confident? What steps can I take to gain that essential skill? Let's get started and recognize that confidence is not only crucial for professional success, but also for personal growth. Imagine walking into a room full of potential clients and every pair of eyes is on you. What's the one thing that can make or break your ability to influence their decisions? Confidence. It's that inner belief in your abilities that shines through, which helps you connect, influence, and ultimately succeed. So what exactly is confidence? It's more than just feeling good about yourself for a day. Confidence is a state of mind. It's a dynamic state of mind, which is a reflection of your self-belief and your willingness to embrace both success and failure. It's about knowing your worth and capabilities and being ready to tackle challenges head on. As a fitness enthusiast and a runner, I see confidence like a muscle. The more you work on it, the stronger it gets. And today I want to explore how you can build that muscle and maintain it, especially in the world of sales, where the power of influence is your greatest asset. Now, let's be clear. Influence is the cornerstone of successful sales. The most successful people in life share one common characteristic: their ability to influence others. Influence is about guiding decisions, not manipulating or persuading through pressure. And our goal is to create genuine connections and guide clients toward decisions that actually benefit them. And confidence isn't something you can buy or magically acquire overnight. It's a lifelong journey, which is filled with ups and downs. And there'll be days when you wake up feeling unstoppable and others when self-doubt creeps in. But remember, that's normal. Confidence is not static. It evolves with your experiences, your skills, and self-awareness. Take it from Jessica Williams, a tennis star, who says, "Confidence is a journey, not a destination. Some days you might feel on top of the world and other days not so much. But the key here is to keep moving forward, learning and adapting." Why is confidence so important, especially in sales? Because confidence allows you to project authority and trustworthiness. And what have we always said? People listen to people they like, but they buy from people they trust. So trust is crucial in influencing decisions. Confidence in sales is what helps you handle rejection gracefully and turn criticism into growth opportunities. Confidence in sales translates to believing in your product, your presentation, your pitch, and yourself. Imagine walking into a client meeting with your head held high, shoulders back, and a smile that says, "I've got this." Your demeanor alone can set the tone for the interaction and influence the outcome. Now that we know, have an idea as to what confidence is, how about we go through some practical steps to help you boost your confidence? Number one, know your strengths and weaknesses. Confidence comes from accepting who you are, flaws and all. So understand your strengths and leverage them in your sales strategy. At the same time, acknowledge your weaknesses, but don't let them hold you back. Number two, continuous learning. The more you know, the more confident you will feel. Whether it's learning about new sales techniques or understanding your client's needs better, knowledge enhances your ability to influence. Number three, practice and preparation. Confidence grows with practice. The more you prepare for your sales presentations and client meetings, the more confident you will be in influencing decisions. Number four, positive self-talk. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Now, on the topic of positive affirmations, we hear a lot about positive affirmations, visualization, and the power of believing in ourselves. Now, sure, those tools have their place and they're extremely important. But let me tell you, when I became confident, when I started my journey many years ago, it wasn't because of affirmations. Back then, I didn't even know what affirmations were. I never wrote anything down or repeated phrases like, I'm great, I've got this, I can do this. I got confidence by doing. In other words, by taking action. By doing the things that I didn't want to do and that scared the hell out of me. By getting out of my comfort zone. Your brain believes evidence, not words. Most people, I think, have it back to front when it comes to confidence and motivation. We think we need to feel confident before we do anything, before we start that business, before we begin exercising or step on that stage. The same goes for motivation. It's not that we're not motivated. It's that we think we need to feel motivated to start something. We all think we need to feel motivated before we start exercising, eating healthy or taking on new challenges. But it's the other way around. You start and then the motivation follows. And because of this, we sit around waiting for motivation to come and slap us across the face. So we're forever chasing that feeling that never comes unless we take action. So it doesn't matter how many positive affirmations or wonderful things you say to yourself, you need to take action. You need to do that thing to actually build that confidence. Your brain believes evidence, not words. And when it sees you doing the hard things, things that challenge you and get you out of your comfort zone, it rewards you with confidence and motivation. My husband, Steve, who's also my business partner, has a saying, have to is a good master, he says. Now, when you have to do something, you learn. You can tell yourself you're confident all day long, but if you don't back it up with action, it doesn't stick because your brain believes evidence, not just words. And I always say motion creates emotion. When you move, you create that energy shift, and confidence is exactly the same. It's not something you can just input into your system. You don't automatically become confident overnight. You become confident by doing the things you're afraid of doing. While positive affirmations are fantastic and they're a great tool, you need to pair them up with action. I do mine, as I said, while I'm running, and when my brain sees that I'm doing something hard, because running is hard, and I'm repeating to myself that I've got this, I can do this. Guess what? My brain is believing the evidence, the action I'm taking. What about confidence and self-esteem? Now, it's important to distinguish between confidence and self-esteem. While confidence is about your belief in your abilities to influence, self-esteem is how you perceive your overall worth. And in sales, you might be confident in your influencing skills, but still struggle with self-esteem. Recognizing this difference can help you work on both areas independently. How about confidence and assertiveness? Now, confidence also breeds assertiveness, a crucial trait in sales. Being assertive means you can express your needs and opinions clearly and respectfully without being aggressive, which is a big no-no. Now, it's about setting boundaries and being firm in your negotiations, which helps enhance your ability to influence effectively. To wrap up, confidence is a powerful tool. It's about embracing who you are and continuously striving to be better. And remember, confidence can be cultivated, and it's never too late. It's your key to mastering the art of influence. Thank you for joining me on Her Sales Maestro today, and I hope this episode has inspired you to take steps toward building that unshakable confidence in your sales journey. Until next time, stay confident, stay motivated, and keep influencing.